What is up and welcome back to the Daily Traders Podcast. I'm your host, Mark, and this is episode one of season two. That's right, season one did come to an end. If you guys want to check out the last episode, we will link it in the description below, or you can head over to our YouTube channel. We talked about our 2023. We talked about why Jack, my co-host, is no longer going to be on season two. And so I'm here. You're going to spend the next, whatever, 30, 45 minutes with me. This will be a nice way for me to have a platform outside of our short form YouTube content that I can kind of express my opinions, thoughts, talk about trading. We'll end up getting some new guests on because we obviously had some huge guests on season one. And we'll have, you know, just we'll have some fun. I think for me, I've always loved the podcast. And when we stopped like filming season one halfway through last year, and I realized there was all this stuff that I want to say, all this stuff that I want to talk about and tell you guys. I realized like I didn't have that platform, even though, you know, we're making some impressive content. If you haven't seen our content we post on the YouTube channel, check it out. You know, we post two videos a week, educational, entertaining, and just kind of cover what my life is like as a full-time trader. But for me, this was always a space that I could just come on and just speak whatever came to my mind. But like I said, we'll mix it up. We'll have people on as we kind of progress through the year of season two. But at the end of the day, I want to provide value and I want to provide entertainment, education. And so if you guys don't know, the Daily Traders is one of, if not the largest trading educational community out there. I think we were the largest podcast at one point in the trading space as we started out, and there weren't many, I guess, competitors. There weren't many trading podcasts out there. Now I know the industry has grown. I don't know if I can still say we're the number one trading podcast, but we are the number one trading community with millions of followers across all of our platforms. So thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Mark, like I said, and I just want to hop right into it. And this, believe me, is a little weird for me. It might be for you if you've listened in the past, just talking to, well, you guys, but there's no one else there that I'm looking at. I'm just looking at a white wall, so it's a little different. I have some notes, and I wanted to just hop right into it to kind of preface what the episode is going to look like. I'm going to hop into some more broad topics talking about trading, kind of the space as a whole when it comes to trading educators, including myself, and really just dive into a couple thoughts that have really been pretty persistent in my mind over the last couple of weeks and things I just wanted to address. Hopefully, you know, with the intention, obviously, to help you guys get one step closer to becoming consistently profitable. I think that's going to be my kind of slogan to run with in season two, is that throughout each episode, I want to help you get one step closer to becoming a consistently profitable trader. That is my goal. So I was talking to Josh the other day. Now, if you guys don't tune into the YouTube channel, Josh is my friend who I've actually spent the last 2 months working with, teaching him how to become consistently profitable. We've shot, I think, 11, 12 episodes up to this point. And, you know, that is just, I think, as a side note, one of the most valuable pieces of content we've put on the channel. There'll be a link. We'll put that in the description to the full playlist. If you guys do want to follow along, essentially learn with Josh as I take him from knowing absolutely nothing about trading to equipping him with all the tools, the resources, and the knowledge needed to become consistently profitable, that is over on the channel. But we were just talking, and you know, I was kind of expressing my thoughts and as to how I feel about being, you know, one of the leading figures and educators in this industry. And I think there is a very negative connotation. I've said this before when it comes to anyone selling anything online, whether it's the trading space, the e-commerce space. Regardless, is people get stereotyped or they get put into a box. And unfortunately, you know, there are a lot of, I guess, quote unquote, shady things that do go on in this industry. And maybe this is a bit of a controversial way to kick off episode one of season two. But I said to Josh, I'm like, have you realized that almost everyone, like there's no one out there that actually trades on TD Ameritrade. So TD Ameritrade actually is owned by Charles Schwab now. So Schwab owns this platform called Thinkorswim. Now, it is a regulated US broker. And we were talking about how when you see people online You see people trying to, you know, push their education or sell a group or a course. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Obviously, that's what this company's purpose is and is intended to do. We're here to help you learn how to become profitable in the market. But the problem and where that kind of negative connotation comes into play and where people get stereotyped as being a quote unquote guru is when you see people posting these absurd gains, like 200, 300,000, even, you know, $80,000, $90,000 in a day. And listen, I've been trading since late 2016, early 2017. I don't need to run you through my whole story about how I got started, but just know I've been in this game for a while. And myself personally, I've only made my biggest win in a day has been 30,000. And, you know, that's a lot. And I always preach like consistency is the key. You know, you don't need those big home run trades, but then you see people out there literally flexing these 200K days. And then you look at the platform they're trading on. 9 out of 10 of those people are going to be on a broker. More than likely that is not thinkorswim. More than likely that is not regulated. And I think in a lot of the cases, not to single out the Forex guys, and no hate to anyone out there, I'm not someone to come in and say that doesn't work, that doesn't work. Because as a trader, I know like anyone can make anything work. You know, what works for me in the market, how I find that profitability might not work for someone else. So I'm not here to say like, oh, that guy is not doing well. He's not making money the way he's trading. Like I know I'm not here to do that. I'm here to say like, just be aware when on the internet to, I guess the first thing is just look at the platform that this educator or trader is trading on. If they're trading on an unregulated broker, just know that there's a very good chance that there might be some funny business going on, because when it just comes to trading in general, and when it comes to the stock market, and I trade stock options, this is a regulated market. Okay, it's a regulated marketplace, whereas Forex isn't. And I think that's why a lot of the kind of you know, shadier figures do stand out. Just don't believe everything you see on the internet. I'm going to be fully transparent. This is the first month to the year. We actually are, this is February 1st, but I don't know when you'll be hearing this, maybe in a couple of weeks, but we just wrapped up our first month of the trading year of 2024, January. And I actually didn't even have a green month. I closed the month in the red. Now, you look at, you know, you have to kind of take into consideration the perspective and the way you look at things. Some people show gains through percentages. Some people show gains through like the dollar amount they made. Some people are trading on $5 million accounts and flexing, you know, 20K profits when that's only just an incremental move, you know, compared to their overall account. So I ended the month down around 1% on my account, right? I trade with $500,000. I'm fully transparent with that. I started the year off, unfortunately, you know, coming into the year with small size as I do, I say this, like if you're starting out the year, whatever initial, you know, balance you're at, trade like quarter the size as you typically would. Build up that cushion into the year. So I came into the year trading like very, very small size, like $5,000 to $10,000 a position. And, you know, off of a $500,000 account, trading, you know, 1 to 2% of my overall account per position and closing the month down just about 1% in the red. So I lost about 1% of my account in the entire month. And I don't want to, you know, kind of drag this conversation on, but I do just want you guys to be aware of the realities of trading. It's very difficult. It's not that you can't figure out or you can't learn how to trade, but make sure that you're at least spending your time, you're investing your money, you're investing your resources, right? Whatever the case, if you're going to listen to someone, just kind of go through the bases, look at what platform they're trading on. Some guys trade on their own brokers and just know that there inevitably, you know, is going to be some shady stuff going on in whatever industry. You know, like I said, trading aside, there's going to be shady stuff going on in every single industry, but just know if someone's flexing 200K profits in a day, don't be so quick to give them your money. Trading's hard, but anyone can find that consistency. Anyone can find that profitability. And so I'm trading on TD Ameritrade on a regulated broker. I'm not afraid to say like, hey, listen, part of trading is losing. Okay. That's one thing that, you know, you have to realize before you start out, and maybe it's cliche, but you will lose money inevitably. It's just part of the job. You could say it's part of your business expense, but you know, some traders are profitable with a 20, 30, 40% win rate, which means they're losing like a majority, you know, or over half of the trades they take. They're losing money, but obviously that just comes down to the way you go about managing risk to make sure that at the end of the day, your winners are outweighing your losers. I'm not trying to be cliche, but I just want to say, you know that it is possible to do well. It is possible to make money, but find those people in the industry. It doesn't have to be myself that you know can really prove themselves, that can be as transparent as possible. Whatever it is they do, you know, people offer a variety of education on the internet. And so that's kind of my, I guess, conclusion as to my opinion on trading education as a whole. And that conversation that I did have with Josh the other day, which is just like, dude, like I'm trading on TD Ameritrade, a regulated broker or Schwab. I can't manipulate anything. Like this is my performance, this is how I'm doing. And I came out of January, unfortunately, slightly in the red. But anyway, I've got a list of topics. These are kind of questions that have come up over the last 6 months. And I just think overall, just, you know, topics I could cover that would really help you, in your journey, again, getting you one step closer to becoming consistently profitable. Now I think becoming a professional trader, or making trading a profession or a full-time thing, I think you just want to look at it in two ways. There's two ways you can approach it. And when I have students come to me wanting to learn how to trade, I always ask them, like, are you really trying to, you know, make trading full-time to replace, you know, your full-time job, your 9-to-5, or are you just trying to build up another stream of income? And by setting, decision, you know, prior to actually getting active in the market, deciding whether, you know, you just want trading to, you know, be that second stream of income or third, whatnot, build up that side stream of income, or whether you want to replace your full-time job with trading, it's good to know. And I even say it's always good, always to have multiple streams of income. So if you're even thinking about trading and you haven't even started, decide in the first place which route you want to take. Because that is going to have an effect on, well, essentially having a plan to get there and creating the foundation, the building blocks, and setting those goals, creating that roadmap and having a plan to then get to that point, right? And so I don't think relying on trading fully is a good idea. And I just know that even if it's a little money, like it could be $500 or a couple $1,000 a month, right? Coming in, that is not like not tied to trading, that doesn't have anything to do with trading. You're going to be making that money regardless. You will have that much more success in trading. Trading is a very psychological game, right? It's a job that requires an enormous amount of mental capacity and dealing with one's emotions. And so by taking a little pressure off the emphasis of making money or having to perform to live, to pay for your car or your rent, whatever it may be, taking a little pressure off of that is just going to allow you to have so much more mental freedom, I guess, in the start, and even when you get, you know, into trading after a couple of years, where you're really going to be able to do better. That's what I believe. So after you've set your expectations, do I want to, you know, eventually make trading full time, or do I want to, you know, I love my job. What I'm doing is something I'm passionate about, but I'd love to make a little extra money. I want trading to be a second stream of income, right? Maybe you have some money sitting on the sidelines that you just want to do something with. Just set that intention beforehand. If you set that intention, you're going to do way better off. And like I said, if you always keep some money coming in that's not correlated to trading, I think it's always going to help you from a mental perspective. I guess the secret, right? I've heard this question, like, what is the secret to becoming a profitable trader? And it's not that there's like one thing, one secret. I always say trading is broken down into three parts. All right, trading psychology, risk management, and then trading itself, whether that is technical or fundamental, right? And so knowing that, you have to virtually, essentially master those three parts of trading to find that consistency and that profitability. If your mental game is not in check, if you have not mastered your emotions, But your risk management is perfect. It's in alignment with being profitable. If you have a system that is able to at least, if you look at someone's win rate, it's not a way to correlate or judge them whether they're successful or whether they're profitable or not, right? Someone's win rate, whether it's 90%, like you could have a 90% win rate and still lose money. But if you have a system where you can look at a chart and or a stock and from a technical or fundamental perspective, identify, well, what direction do I want to bet on the stock going with the intention of putting your money, whatever that amount is, into the stock with the hope of that value going up, right? Then you have two parts, but you need that third part to the puzzle. And yes, there are tools specific to the way I trade, and I've seen other people trade, that will help you, that will increase your profit. For example, I have a risk management calculator. Now, that is not going to make or break my profitability. Maybe it would make or break my profitability, right? If I didn't follow, my strict risk management rules. But that is by no means the secret to becoming a profitable trader. I think it's a great title. It'll get people to click on the YouTube video. But at the end of the day, realize that you need to master those three parts. If you're lacking in one area, one of those three parts of trading, you won't find that consistency year over year. Now, you'll have red months. You'll have red weeks, like I said. That's part of trading. But at the end of the year, when you look at your P&L, if you want to be in the green, there's no secret to it. You got to master those three parts. So to start off from a risk management perspective, and without going into too much detail, like a 30,000 foot view, I created my own risk management calculator. Now, the biggest variable in your profitability from a risk perspective as a trader is going to be your position size. So what the risk calculator does is it takes the criteria around that specific trade that I'm going to enter, and it uses my historical trade data to then tell me how much money, what should the size be behind that specific trade. Now, when it comes to psychology as a trader, obviously I've been doing this for a long time, and I think it's just something that is learned through experience. Like, you just become better at mastering your emotions. But still, I have to put in steps to make sure that I am not only functioning at my highest mental capacity, but I'm also making sure that I'm being disciplined with myself, that I'm checking in with myself. It is very easy, especially with trading. It's like, you don't have a boss, you don't have anyone to listen to. And while that sounds great, that just means that you have to be so much more aware of yourself. You can't slack. Like, you can't, rely on someone else. It's literally you and yourself. And if you don't catch yourself on a day where maybe, say, you've hardly slept, where you're super emotional due to something outside of your trading world, or in your trading world, you don't catch yourself and be like, all right, I'm just thinking, I'm acting with too much emotion, because that will leak into your trading really easily. Your emotion and keeping yourself in check is just so important. And so it's not like when someone comes to me and asks me, like, how do I learn trading psychology? You trade. That's the only answer, in my opinion. You trade for as long as it takes, and you'll have to, even if I tell you, like, don't do this, don't do that, you'll still do it. Maybe you'll do it 1, 2, 3 times. Like, you'll keep making that mistake until you learn to not make that mistake again. So trading psychology is something that is learned. And just know that the biggest part of it is being self-aware and being able to check in with yourself emotionally. Now, when it comes to the third part, right, we've covered risk management, we've covered trading psychology. When it comes to the actual trading itself, I am a technical trader. I trade based off of technicals alone. I don't look at fundamentals. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not aware what's happening, within the overall market. I'm still aware of major news events, CPI. I'm still aware of what is happening within the economy. But when it comes to looking at a stock and deciding whether I'm going to bet on that stock to go up or down, I don't look at anything from a fundamental perspective. It's all technicals. I'm looking at the chart. I'm looking at order flow. And so just know that you should really be focused in one or the other. I see people trying to make trade decisions based off of technicals, based off of fundamentals. But there's always going to be an inverse bias or opinion. There's always going to be, you looking at that trade and your bias, your opinion is long from a technical perspective. But then you look at this company, you start digging into maybe some news articles or their financials, and all of a sudden you realize, well, maybe I want to go short. And so there's opinions, there's opposing, I guess, opinions and biases. So focus on one. Fundamental technical choose. Now, 30,000 foot view, I am a swing trader. I'm right now swing trading 100% of the time. That means I'm entering a position today and I'm holding it over maybe the course of 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, or a week. Okay, I'm not buying and selling within the same day. Right now, I find swing trading to be the most time effective and efficient way to make money in the market. I've day traded in the past. Right now, I'm swing trading. Now, I use technicals. When it comes to the technicals I look at, I'm looking at the pattern. I'm looking at the trend. I'm identifying first the trend within that trend. Are there any patterns being formed here? And I'm not talking about those preconceived candlestick patterns, the bull flying bear flags. I'm talking about historical data, looking at the historical movement and volatility of a stock. Look at how much does that stock move on average a day? How much is that stock projected to move over the next week? If I'm looking at price movement, have we seen the same pattern form time and time again on that chart specifically? And then I'm using three moving averages as reference points to determine essentially if I get in that trade, where I'm going to be right and where I'm going to be wrong. And then when it comes to actually being able to identify, well, what stock am I going to trade and what direction am I going to bet on that stock going? I have what I call setups. I'm trading three setups right now. So when I look at a chart, that chart either presents one of these three setups or not. If it doesn't present a setup, I'm not going to trade it. And then I've got a software. That is my software that I've created that I've been trading on for the past 4 years. If you guys follow along, you've probably learned about the software because I posted a YouTube video about it like 2 months ago. And the easiest way to describe it is an order flow software specific to options. I'm an options trader. I'm in the options world. That is my thing. That's what I found that works. And so I look at options order flow data and I'm able to sort through and sift through that data. I'm able to find the tickers that I want to look at. And then it'll actually help me from a directional perspective get that bias. So whether I want to go short or long by looking at the flow. That's like the easiest way to explain it. But it is my edge. And it is, like I've said many times, you need an edge, I believe, at the end of the day to find that consistency to stand out among all the other people trying to make money in the market. So the software is my edge. And then the risk management calculator is the way I go about mastering risk. So from a technical perspective, I've got that covered, I've got that mastered, I've got the risk mastered, and then the psychology is learned. So that's like the three topics, how I've approached and attacked and found my unique way at arguably conquering each one and mastering each one to find that consistent profitability overall. Now, something's been going on that I've seen time and time again. It's this reoccurring problem or issue when someone comes to me, wants to learn how to trade, and then I give them everything they need. It's looking for something, I guess, that's not there. That's the easiest way I can explain it is when you're sitting there, you don't have any trades on, you're looking at charts, and you try so hard to find something. You try so hard to find a trade, whether that is from just lack of having trades on, having that feeling, that urge to make money, right? Especially if you're trading full time, you're relying on trading as your only source of income. It's hard to sit there and sit on your hands, maybe for 1, 2, 3 days, and not put on any trades. Maybe it's because you came into trading because you just want to get rich quick, and that's the problem with a lot of people. But my point is that traders sit and look at their screen and will simply do anything to find a trade that's not there, to justify putting on a position. And so next time you find yourself maybe feeling a bit bored or feeling like you need to make money and looking at a chart, and then you realize, oh, I've started looking at different time frames because maybe this time frame is telling me not to put on this trade, but now this time frame, well, the trade looks great. Don't do it. shut off your phone, shut off your computer, go outside, just get off your screens. That is a psychological thing, and I've been there. I've totally been there. Listen, it is hard, like I said, to not have opportunities, but at the end of the day, you got to remember what you're in this for. You're in this to make money, and as a beginner, that should not be the objective. The objective should be to learn, but at the end of the day, you're trading because, like I said, you're either trying to build another stream of income or replace your full-time job, your 9-to-5. And so by sitting on your hands, by being patient and waiting for the opportunities to come to you instead of trying to force the opportunities onto you and simply put on a trade to have a trade on, that is not the way to find that long-term success and profitability in the market. I don't care if a week goes by and I haven't put on a trade. If the market is not giving me anything, I'm not going to be taking a trade just because I want to, or because I feel like I need to, or because I want to make money, or because I'm bored. All right. I kind of want to bring things to a wrap. This is episode one. Like I said, just starting off slow. I'm going to be getting on some guests. I think we're going to have on some students, guys that I've worked with, guys and girls that have found success, have found consistent profitability in the market. And like I said, to wrap things up, I think you just have to be open-minded. You have to know that it is possible to find success trading. It is hard. As long as you have clear expectations and you know what you want when you set out, you'll be 10 times better off than most people. And by seeing and hearing from others who have had success, it's just going to help really reinforce yourself from a mental perspective to truly, truly believe that this is possible for anyone. So I'm super stoked to now have this platform to just come on, to talk my thoughts, right? And to hopefully entertain and provide value. I know this was kind of a very educational, dense episode, but it's the first one. I got to ease into it. This is very strange for me, just talking to myself, talking to a wall, or talking to you guys, right? But the dynamic is different. Now, if you are looking to learn how to trade, I do have a mentorship. I cover a variety of things, but to summarize, give you that 30,000 foot view, which I guess has kind of been the theme today, I'll give you access to a curriculum covering everything you need to know to become consistently profitable. So everything I've learned, I've obviously adapted year over year and implemented into my system as a whole, different ways to approach the market. So you'll get access to my entire trading system. You can put in the time, you can spend the, I would say, 6 months to learn. The learning curve, obviously, in trading is different for everyone. But if you want to make trading a full-time thing, I would say that's probably the best approach, is to just attack what is called the masterclass inside my mentorship group. So if you're someone who really does want to find that consistency and that profitability through yourself purely, I do offer that with inside the mentorship. Whereas if you're someone who is busy, you're busy working your full-time job, you're busy in school, whatever the case may be, you've got money sitting on the sidelines, but you've only got an hour, 30 minutes extra a day, I will give you access to see all of my trades. So my entries and my exits, and what a lot of my students do is they just follow along and they copy myself. I just wanted to make sure that no matter who you are and what your life looks like, that anyone has the opportunity to take their money, put it in the market, and turn it into more. There's no guarantees or promises. I'm not a financial advisor. I legally do have to say that I can't give any financial advice, and nothing said on this podcast so far, should have been taken as financial advice. But I'm here to help. I want to give you the best shot you have at making money in the market. And so I do offer the mentorship group, like I said, that covers all of that and much more. So you can click the first link in the description below if you'd like to go ahead and apply. And last thing, if you guys do want to head over to the YouTube channel and subscribe, we do post a video every Wednesday and Friday. So with that said, I think that's going to wrap up episode one of season two. Big things coming. I'm very, very excited for 2024. And if you do go ahead and apply for the mentorship, you are accepted and you join the team, drop a comment, say you came from this podcast, and You know, I'm looking forward to working with you. So hope you guys did enjoy. And with that said, I will see you all in the next episode. Later.